Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Hour here on COARadio.com. I am one of your two hosts this evening. I am Mr. Danny Coleman, and my other host is Miss Marianne Costello.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I am fabulous.
You're fabulous? I am too.
Fabulous.
Excited about this.
I am very happy about this. And the music that you heard was provided by our good friend, Rich Alanda.
Hey. Hey, Marianne. Hey, Danny.
How are you, Rich?
I'm good.
I'm good. Good, 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 good. Tonight, over the next hour, we're going to talk about many things. Many, many things. Things that we probably don't even know that we're going to talk about, because that's how things just seem to flow.
That's true.
Whenever we are together. So I want to thank Art, our engineer. Engineer Art. For coming in on such a cold evening here in central Jersey. What'd you say the temperature was?
I think it was only 19 degrees.
19 degrees. Yeah. And boy, that's a sudden drop compared to what it used to be. So that's like 2 days ago. It was in the 40s or 50s.
Cold.
Yeah, it's cold. So I want to thank COA Radio for welcoming us to their fine family of programming. So, yes, Art. Go ahead. Speak to us, Art. Speak to us.
I have nothing to say yet.
At least he's honest.
Well, we thank you very much. So what we're going to attempt to do through this show is this first show, so to speak, this first topic, Marianne and I were discussing ever so briefly. We think that it should be...
I think it should be about the holidays.
Drugs, addiction, health and wellness.
Yes, alcohol addiction as well around this time of year.
Around the holidays, correct. So you, being a health and wellness practitioner and owner of Neo Zoe,
right,
which is located in...
Cranford, New Jersey, 230 Centennial Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey.
And you do...
I do all kinds of things. I'm a board certified holistic health practitioner. And what that basically means is I work with people with clinical nutrition through clinical aromatherapy, bioenergetic remedies, herbals, supplements, things of that nature. And I'm also a licensed massage therapist. And you've had the pleasure of being at the office for that.
I've had you readjust every inch of my skeleton, I think, at that point.
What was medical massage?
I know. You beat me up pretty good, and it was well worth the drive. We also, our good friend, Rich Alanda, has joined us. Now, Rich is, I've known Rich probably for about, what, 5 or 6 years now?
About, yes.
At least.
At least.
And Rich is an international touring musician. Rich was in... the prog rock bands Fire Ballet, Nectar, yep. And recently finished up a several-year stint with Renaissance.
Yes, sir.
And now he has his own project called Flying Dreams. And
yes.
You've seen what addiction can do firsthand over the course of your career.
Absolutely, right? Yes.
To other musicians. And,
sure, absolutely.
And things of that nature. So we have an interesting hour, I would say, ready to come to you tonight.
Oh,
from
yeah.
8 to 9 o'clock.
Good.
Once
yes.
again, here on COARadio.com. I am Danny Coleman, Marianne Costello, Rich Alanda. And if you want to reach out to us tonight, for those of you who are listening, please do so on 609-241-7103. That's 609-241-7103. Now, this is a show that was just recently come together. Very recently.
That's very recent, yes.
And again, it's going to focus on addiction and health and wellness around the holidays. And I'm not going to talk about the addiction to these fabulous-looking sugar cookies that you've dropped in front of us, Art. But what are we going to talk about, Mayor? We're going to talk about...
Well, what I think is really important, it's the holidays right now. And the holidays can bring on different things for different people. Okay, so since we're talking about recovery and things like that, the holidays can be very emotional, but on all different levels. Some people could become very emotional believe it or not, from total happiness. Something new happened in their life. They're nervous. They met somebody new. They're having their first holiday, you know, with them. To people that might have memories or people that may have passed on.
Somebody,
yeah, they've lost. And it can go both ways. And I think that's when people start to have a problem or start, you know, when you start getting emotional and depressed and looking at what was instead of what's happening right in front of you, that can create almost a depressive state. And that's where I feel that you have to really dig deep. And when I say that, it's to know that you're in the right place at the right time. You have to be surrounded by like-minded people, knowing that you're around loving and caring people as well. And to be able to learn how to love yourself, it's a hard thing to do sometimes, but with looking forward to the new year in January, everybody makes their New Year's resolutions. I mean, in my office, it's the busiest time, the month of January, because everybody made their New Year's resolutions. But by March, you know, they start fading away. I see it every single year.
Did it take that long?
Most people, you'd be surprised.
I was waiting for Shalanda when you said about love to start playing, or love the one you're with. I was waiting for that one.
He's right on cue. Gotta love that. So I think that you know, you have to start looking at what your goals are for the next year, and instead of focusing on maybe some of the negative things or some of the not so nice things that we have going on, to look at all the positive things and to try to give goals to yourself. And I don't mean those big goals, those are nice to have, but I said daily set goals, like for your health. It's a new lifestyle change that you should start the new year. Anybody could see the look that Danny's giving me with that. It's a lifestyle change, and a lot of us really need to have that lifestyle change. And we tend to put ourselves last sometimes when we have to make ourselves a priority.
Well, I was going to interject, but I decided not to because I choked on lifestyle change. But you said looking towards goals, mm-hmm. and then you kind of clarified a little bit, which I was glad, because I think a lot of people, especially in the community that we're dealing with addiction and drug abuse and things like that, and addiction comes in all shapes and sizes. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't against race, creed, color, religion. It's literally like it can be like a cancer, and there are survivors and there are not. But when you're dealing with demons that you either have or you're struggling to keep away, shouldn't the short-term goals be focus on literally, I don't want to say one day at a time, but one
minute
day
to minute sometimes.
Yeah, minute to minute, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, you can, when the cravings hit, the cravings hit.
They do, know. And that's why you have to have what I call a plan in place. Whether it be with addiction to anything or even just daily eating habits. Because don't forget, sometimes emotions can play into a part because of nutritional deficiencies, and people don't realize that. And if your body is depleted, it could also create, like for instance, your adrenals. Your adrenals are a small gland about the size of a walnut that sit on top of your kidneys. And they actually are responsible for people that they get panic attacks, nightmares. And if you're depleted, sometimes you have low blood pressure. Sometimes people might get dizzy from not eating for a while, just things like that. And you don't realize that plays a part in it as well. So I think when you're living minute to minute, always have an escape route. So I always say, okay, let's start something with diet, even in the diet. Okay, what can I carry on me? A small snack so I'm not going for hours without food. Because people who might have experience, you know, you want to maintain a healthy glucose level at all times, and people who might not also might start feeling, you know, a little funny. And then at that time, that might trigger an addictive behavior if it was already there. And you'd go minute by minute.
So how would you, I'm just kind of curious, if anybody out there that is listening, once again, the number 609-241-7103, if you want to call, just curious how our listeners would handle stress or a stress level or anything that may lead to what you just mentioned, panic attacks, cravings, desires to squelch those?
Well, one thing that you do, like I said, always have a plan in place. And the first thing that we do is almost flight or fight syndrome. Like when you get really upset and your heart starts pounding and sometimes people start to sweat, like, oh my God, what's going on? And it's an outright anxiety attack, is that you have to learn how to breathe. Do you ever watch somebody walk down the street nowadays? Half of them aren't breathing. They're looking down. They're looking at their phones. They're doing whatever. You know, just take it in. Stop in the moment of what you're doing. Even if you have to close your eyes and inhale slowly through your nose, exhale slowly through your mouth, and really learn how to breathe. And then for relaxation, there's meditation. If people don't know how to do that, we have a new DVD meditation line that can help with that.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, it's Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life.
Shameless, selfless plug.
It is.
She learned well.
And I did it well.
You taught her well, Dan.
But in all seriousness, you know, a lot of people don't know how to meditate. And the reason why I say that is in my practice over the years, that's the one thing I've heard people say. I don't take time out for myself. You know, I'm in this schedule and I'm punching this clock and I'm doing that. And you have to learn sometimes how to take, even if it's 2 minutes, if you're at your job, you know, and you're in that cubicle or you're doing something and you're starting to feel a little stressed, you have to be able to take that 2 minutes, whether you get up from your chair and stretch and do something, make sure you're hydrated with water, always have your water with you, and to be able to breathe. And that's the thing that I see most that people don't know how to do.
Now what, I'm not going to get personal here with my co-host, but those of you who are listening and those of you who may or may not know who are familiar with Marianne and Neo Zoe or myself and my show Rock on Radio, or one more, my YouTube show, One More with Danny Coleman. Marianne, you're a survivor of sorts, mm-hmm, because you nearly passed away years ago. Mm-hmm. Not from addiction.
No.
But from other circumstances. And you battled back. And I'm not going to kid you. Art, I'm not going to kid you, Art. I'm just going to tell you like it is, Art. I drank. I don't drink to excess. That's the difference. Not saying I've never drank to excess, because I have. But I have control over it. I don't allow it to rule my life. And
it can be pretty tempting out there.
And it can be.
Yeah.
You know, Richie, you being somebody who's been on the road and toured and literally one of my favorite stories, and I'll tell it again because it's a whole group of listeners who don't know,
right.
Was us at Cedar Gardens.
Yep, yes.
And we played Cedar Gardens Pub on Route 33 right here in Hamilton Township, down the road a bit. What was there? More 15 people, 20 people?
Yeah,
right?
Not very many.
A week later, there's Rich on stage, the Susquehanna Bank Center, as it was at the time, with Renaissance in front of like 18,000. I'm thinking, I just jammed with that guy a week ago, and there are 15 of us. You know?
Yeah, that's very true.
And I look, and one of the things, like, for people who don't know me or tuning in for the first time, again, I was a UPS driver for 20 years.
Yep.
Made my living off my back till one morning I woke up and never made it to work because I had 4 herniated discs and one of them leaked and I had blood in my spine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was forced to reinvent myself. And over the course of 3 years, when I lost a lot of self-respect and a lot of cash because I had no job, I always turn to music.
Yes.
I've actually had friends, believe it or not, Richie, I've actually had friends turn around, look at me and say, if I had your life, I would have been in rehab long ago.
Oh, no. We all go back to what we know, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, Art. Music has never let me down. It's never lied to me. It's never cheated on me. It's never not been there when I don't need it. Push of a button, a flip of a switch, I got music, you know?
Yes.
And now today with cell phones, it's even more so. But one of the things I found out over those 3 years when I began this my radio program, Rock on Radio, back in April of 2009, was that how easy it could be
yep.
to fall into the trap of addiction.
No doubt.
And over drinking or over abuse of substances.
Yeah, that's what got me. I mean, I spent 15 years on the road with a grease band. We played in bars. And it was, hey, the bartender, hey, I just came up with this new drink. You want to try it out? I mean, you know, we didn't spend any money.
It's right there.
At all.
Mm-hmm. And I said that. I was going out to open mics and to different gigs at different bars trying to get, you know, handing out cards, trying to sharpen, you know, hone my skills, as well as find guests for my radio program. And I'm, you know, I'm getting home 2-3 o'clock in the morning, sleeping till 11, noon, mm-hmm. getting up. Laying around in my bathrobe till 5.
That's a whole other thing that turns you around because there's no way you can't. You have to be. You're in bed by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Right. That was us. You know, we went to bed, what, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, slept, got up in time to watch General Hospital, and then off to the next.
It's very true.
Off to the next gig.
So that turns
our next guest is Dr. Noah Drake.
That turns your body.
Hey,
right
you know what? It gave us something to talk about with the girls in the bar.
There you go. You said Rick Springfield. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes.
We have to talk. I didn't know that you did that. That's really cool.
I see that. You know, I see that. Or which was really funny at Yestival.
Yes.
When you were there, and I was backstage with Volto.
Yes.
Right? Remember when I saw you backstage?
Yes.
I go into their dressing room, and I'm thinking, man, this is Danny Carey from Tool, right? This, you know, this guy's a monster. He's big. He's got long hair. Man, this party's going to be great. I go back there, and there's bottled water and fruit.
Well, you know,
it's like, where's the chips?
Well, you know, when you're on the road, as much as we all are, when you do that stuff, you have to have a regiment of health. When you do that, you can't be hitting the bottle. You can't be doing anything.
We didn't have any
of
that. We didn't.
Ours
was beer and water.
Yes, but you have to feel good. You have to feel good. Feeling good is the best high in the world. If you can feel good, great, and be on stage and get that kind of feeling, and off the stage and balance yourself out. At least for me personally, and I can only speak for myself, is the best thing in the world. You just feel unbelievable. You feel like you're an athlete. And the temptations are always around you. You know, it's always there, man.
Temps?
Yeah. Temptations are always there.
I've
got sunshine.
Oh, sorry.
I've got sunshine.
Oh, temps. No, but you're 100% correct. And,
well, I used to be out there singing and working that circuit, and I understand that. And then I would go.
That's right. We got to get to that.
Yeah, part. And then when I did that, I would have to get up to go to work the next day because I also worked a corporate job at the time, so there was no sleep.
That's
but what
my
I
life
will
now.
Say is just what you guys are saying. The temptation's there, but there's a lot of times where people want to be nice and say, "Oh, while you're here, I'd like to buy you a drink." And then the next person's like, "I'd like to buy you a drink, and I'd like to get you some." And you don't want to turn it down because you know you're trying to be respectful, and then. Before you know it, even my own self at that time, I saw an increase, you know. And and then when I see this now, that when I'm on the road, just what Richie's saying, to have a protocol in place before I even leave, I have everything packed that will keep me on the right, you know, the right trail and for health. And that's it really makes a difference.
That's why I keep them around, Art. I'm tired of waking up next to a goat.
I held the record with the band of talking myself out of 28 DUI tickets in a row.
You're good.
I'd be opening the back of the truck. Hey, we got T-shirts, albums. What do you want? Stickers, what? CDs?
It's a skill. Well, what, Rich? Tell us about Flying Dreams, Rich, and then we'll get back to Marianne because she's got a very interesting story to tell from nearly leaving us to now working with
Jack Canfield
and Tony Camilla and all these
high-profile.
Red Carpet Hollywood.
Red Carpet Hollywood just got back from that, and she's a pretty amazing person. Pretty soon she won't know us.
He's going to say that.
But
yes, because this show right here will launch her career.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Correct.
You never know what happens.
And then if there's somebody that I could help in the process, that's what it's all about.
Well, here.
Danny got run over by a reindeer.
I have not heard that yet this year.
I haven't either.
And what's really nice is I'm actually getting some text messages that we have new listeners listening in right now as well.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's great.
Fantastic.
Yes, we have Donna. We have Robert. They're saying that they can hear us. So
well, good.
I'm doing my job.
That means it's working. So I have to let you know that.
Engineering is at its peak.
That's why I ran out of the room when we started. I wanted to listen on the app, make sure it's working good. Yeah.
Oh, we have kennels too. Kevin Reynolds.
Kevin Reynolds as well. He's listening.
Oh, Kevin is listening.
Yes,
Kevin's
he is.
Listening. Kevin, hey, Kevin.
I have two words for you, Kevin. Thank you.
I have something else for Kevin. Oh. I'd like him to call in at 609-241-7103. Kevin, if you're listening, please give us a call.
Call in. But wait till Richie's finished with this tune, because we're going to let Rich play a little song right now.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Sure, why not, Rich? We're only doing this for an hour.
Are you going to join me with this? Are you going to join me?
Sure. What did we decide was
Let's
first?
Let's do some Two Hearts Touch. We'll do an acoustic version of that. Well, okay, let me give you a quick thing.
Yes, give us a rundown.
This is off the new Flying Dreams record. Flying Dreams is a progressive band. It's a rock progressive band that when I stopped touring with Renaissance, I threw this band together, and it's just a great band. It's taking off. It's a new CD, just Flying Dreams. Annie Haslam from Renaissance painted the cover for me, so that's really nice. And we'll see what it does. It's great.
What is the website?
The website is my name and Flying Dreams. So it's RYCHECHLANDA flyingdreams.com. And we'll post that on what site? Maybe on the City of Angels site. We could post the website and Marianne's website.
He's the webmaster right there. Oh,
okay.
He's the engineer of everything.
He is. No, he's very impressive here. He has headphones and he's working the board and he's talking. He does it all around here. So let's do a song off the record. We'll do an acoustic version of it. And this is called Two Hearts Touch. Yes?
I'm in.
We're in.
Inside out,
got it.
That was fun.
Beautiful. That's Richie Shalanda.
Oh, thank you very much.
And Two Hearts Touch, right?
Yes, that sounded great. Yeah, thank you, Danny.
Fantastic.
For
here on...
And Marianne, I think, sang a little bit in the background with me.
She was smiling over there. I'm guessing
Danny
she
Hallman on percussion. Yeah. Look at that. Nice.
And here we are on the Health and Wellness Hour here on COA Radio, brought to you by Neos Zoe. I am Danny Coleman. Rich Shalanda just performed his tune off of Flying Dreams. And my co-hostess is Marianne Costello of Neo Zoe fame. Oh, there you go. We have our first caller, Marianne. Look at that.
That's great.
That's a beautiful thing. Say hello. They hung up? Oh, my God, they hung
up. You got to call back.
609-241-7103. Give us a call. So tell it. All right, go ahead. Take us through the journey that has brought you to this point.
Through the journey. Well, I used to be a professional singer, and because, you know, struggling musicians and stuff like that, I had to have a corporate job, so I thought I could do it all and didn't take care of myself. I did what everybody else does, burning the candles at both ends, and I ended up getting... Hey, there we go again. I'm saved by the bell.
No, you're not, because he still got them over there.
So anyway, long story short.
Oh, is he on the air?
Kevin, you there? You're on the air.
I am here.
Kevin,
yay, you called in.
Finally, yeah, I'm very nervous about being live and my volume is off.
Oh, good, Kevin. Okay. Excellent. His volume is off, he said. Even better.
My volume is off.
So... Mr. Kevin Reynolds, thank you very much for entertaining the thought and following through on a phone call tonight here on the Health and Wellness Hour.
I have nerve problems. That's another story. I've been wanting to call in, you know, to one of your shows for a long time now. Life happens, and I'm not in position for it when I want to be. But I'm enjoying the program. I got to let you know you got a lot of audio distortion. But that hopefully will be rectified before the end of the show.
Oh, that's good to know. Kevin, thank you very much. Art's working on that as we speak.
Yes. Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm saying hi to Marianne and hi to Richie Shalanda.
Hey, Kevin.
And all you folks out there at Core Radio.
Hey, Kevin, tell everyone where you're calling from.
Farmer City, Illinois.
Yep. Wow.
See that? The power of the internet, Art. Farmer City, Illinois.
In Naperville, Illinois.
Ooh, there you go.
How cold is it there, Kevin?
About 19 degrees.
Same as here.
Same as here.
Great. Now, I know that you are a large supporter of Marianne and Rich and me.
Oh, yeah, I want to start a fan club for her, but I don't know how.
Thank you.
The internet, like Facebook. Go to create a Facebook page.
For Marianne.
For Marianne.
I would be honored.
to pay homage.
Well, Marianne has helped a lot of people. She's helped me through a lot of things. She keeps me going, Kevin. You know that, on the road and everything else. I think she's helped you with a couple of things. And
I'm
she's...
sorry, listen. I'm glad that I'm live and all, but I got to get out of here before I hyperventilate.
Are you nervous?
I'm rather not breathing at the moment, so I think I should breathe.
Okay. Well, you sound great. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on. And I've been typing away to Marianne on her Facebook page as things go along here. You guys have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, there you go. Yeah. He called. And bailed. All in the same.
People get nervous. It happens.
You know, I often... That's funny. I think about that. You know, actually, see, did he just prove that he's in control?
Yeah.
He don't want to talk to us.
That's making himself a priority. That's
correct.
What you have to do.
Correct.
That's exactly
you
what you have to do.
Followed the lead. Thank you.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah, it was great, but
I
it's
just
true.
Kind of lead the witness.
And I'm actually proud of Kevin for doing that, because instead
he
of trying to...
He overcame a fear.
He overcame a fear, and he took control of it. And I like that.
See? But he didn't bail you out for very long. So where were we?
Oh, that's
no,
okay.
Well, Marianne was very sick. You still are a great singer. Your voice is coming back very nicely, as you know. But so you were very sick.
Yeah, I was very sick, and they didn't know what was wrong with me for a while. And it turned out that I was actually having an allergic reaction to a pharmaceutical drug. And that went on for quite a long time, and it took over my life. I had to stop singing. I still went to work every day, did not feel myself, and I started feeling worse. And then when I realized, they told me there was nothing more that they can do for me pharmaceutically, only because I became allergic to everything that they gave me. So I found alternative methods, and that's what led me on this journey. And now, when I realize that the body is capable of healing itself, you know, with all the right nutrition and supplements and things of that nature, and the thought process, I want to be able to educate everybody else.
And you're doing that.
Yes.
And you did that. You know what's funny, Art? Art is working on the distortion as we speak. I listened to something the other day and found the same issue. So I don't know if it's something in the transmission. So before you're driving yourself crazy. Oh, it's that microphone? Okay. But now Marianne wants me to read. This is a test, Art.
Because people are telling us what the sound quality is, and I appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
So we're helping Art along.
See that? Perfect. See? Art, yours is the only one coming in clearly.
Yeah, that was the one that just got switched, so I don't know.
We'll take it back. So go ahead. So, yeah, because, you know, you used to sing, and you worked corporate America, and, you know, you decided to go down this health and wellness path.
Mm-hmm. Became my passion.
How long did it... Passion.
Passion. It became my passion to help people educate because of what I've been through.
And that's huge. And we are all... I just had this discussion the other day about that. We all have passion in our lives. Whether we're passionate about a sports team or a sport or music or health and wellness or our family, we have a passion where this is what we live to do every day. This is why, you know... this is what we live for, to bring, to fulfill us, to make us feel good about ourselves, to make us, you know, to strive to have a goal, to be something. And, you know, you turned your, what's the word I'm looking for, Mayor? Help me out.
My entire life journey into helping people instead of corporate.
Yeah, but you turned a near tragedy into...
Well, yeah, I got my life back.
You snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Absolutely. And you know what? To be able to take that experience and use that to help others, that's what drives the passion. And then when you know that you made a difference in somebody else's life, there is no better feeling or uplifting feeling than knowing that you helped somebody. So I encourage everybody to help everybody.
This is true. This is very true. And it's the same thing with music, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When you touch somebody with... I mean, I'm a musician also, for those of you out there listening. I'm a musician. I'm a writer.
You're great. You're a great drummer.
Journalist. I'm a journalist. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that very much.
It's the truth.
As you, Rich and I jam together from time to time,
yes,
and gig together from time to time. And, you know, you need passion.
Absolutely.
To make that happen. If you're just tuning in, this is the Health and Wellness Hour. I am Danny Coleman, and I am joined by Marianne Costello. Tonight, our guest over here, Rich Shalanda. We have engineer Art,
yes,
on the board. I want to thank Kevin for calling in. Hope you're still listening out there, Kevin. If you want to do what Kevin did, 609-241-7103. We're talking health and wellness and addiction around the holidays. And, you know, you turned your negative into a big positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start working with Tony Camilla and Rich Shalanda and
Jack Canfield.
Jack Canfield, Frank McKay.
Yes, Harry Oates as well.
So you have a DVD, you have a book?
Yes, I do. The latest book is Step-by-Step Systems to Help You Achieve the Lifestyle, Health, and Wealth that You Deserve. And it is The Road to Success, Volume 2. And we basically reveal our secrets of how to do that. And... as well as the DVD is Extreme Chakra Cleansing. And what's unique about the DVD is people come to me and say they don't know how to meditate. And the one thing that this DVD is guaranteed not to say is close your eyes.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's incredible. Rich Chilanda did wonderful musical compositions on this. The scripts are wonderful. And Jay Petsko, he is the person who actually put the DVD graphics, and we use color therapy for each of the chakras. So if you follow the exercises that are on here, and you do them faithfully every day, it could actually change your life. And the exercises are designed to work on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels.
Explain what a chakra is, please.
A chakra is an energy source. So you have seven chakras in your body. So think of them as spinning wheels of energy, how energy should flow. And everybody has a magnetic force in their body. So one secret that we tell people is put your hands together and then maybe space them apart, maybe about a centimeter or two, and hold them there. And eventually, you'll start feeling your hands heat up. And then after you do that, you start pulling your hands away and going close together, almost like a rubber band. And you will feel that energy source. Well, that's what chakras are like on the body. And if they're out of balance, sometimes people will yawn a lot. Sometimes they'll be very fatigued, emotionally upset, depending which chakra it is. Sometimes they might even have physical ailments of it, depending, again, where the chakra is. And by opening them up, it's almost like the spinning wheel. Instead of being reversed, now will actually turn clockwise. And when that happens, you start to breathe literally from your abdomen all the way up, not just chest breathing. And when that happens, you open up your entire nervous system, your whole entire cardiovascular system, and therefore you have healing effects because of it.
And how can this help people that come to the City of Angels here, COA? How can that help people with addictions or drug abuse? And if we tried to get through this message, how would, what would be the points
these
of interest?
This DVD and these tracks are extremely personal to me. And for every script that I wrote is to be able to help open up a chakra, whether it was from my own personal experience or whether something I heard from clients. So what happens is, depending on where they're having the problem, unless they want to do a complete body meditation, it's being able to follow those exercises, because those exercises are designed to open each chakra. And if they do it, even if it's one chakra a day, 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day, I think people can do. And to be able to work on that chakra, follow the scripts, will help them relax. It will help them focus on themselves and be able to give them steps of how to open each chakra. And that is in each of the scripts.
Which we all need around the holidays, Art.
Absolutely.
No.
They make great stocking stuffers, too.
I need that in, like, March. Great stuff. Well, how can we get it? How can we get this DVD?
You can go online right to the website, which is www.neoszoe. That's neoszoe.com. And you can go to the shopping cart, and we will make sure that we can get that out to you in time. And also, you could also order by calling 732-713-0123, and you'll be able to get a copy that way as well.
And Neo Zoe is located in Cranford, New Jersey, on Centennial Avenue at
230 Centennial Avenue in Cranford. That's correct.
Beautiful. 230. That was my old house number growing up as a kid. 230. Yeah? 230.
Wow.
See? The connections are amazing. Right? Just the correlation is out of control.
You know what I was going to say about chakras? Is that when I wrote music for it, and Marianne wrote great scripts, to every chakra is a musical key, you know, it's really cool, and also a color. And it goes up, to anyone who knows about music, it goes up diatonically, which means just like the alphabet, the root chakra, which is your first chakra, is key of C, then it goes to D minor, E minor, F, and it just goes, what are the chakra points, Marianne? So you have your root. Then you have
your sacral chakra.
Sacra, a little higher, and then
your solar plexus.
Okay.
Then you have your heart.
The heart chakra.
Your throat.
Throat.
Your third eye.
Third eye.
And then you have your crown.
And the amazing thing about the DVD is that you're right. You could dance to some of those things, and you don't have to close your eyes to meditate.
I'm dancing right now. And nobody can see me.
I can see you.
You can see me. You guys can see me, but you're used to that. I have a voice. I have a face for radio and a voice for print. So,
All right, again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Health and Wellness Hour with Marianne Costello of Neo Zoe and myself, Danny Coleman. And tonight we have Rich Shalanda here. Rich, what do we have, Rich? Do we want to do another tune? Or do we want to save that till the end?
It's up to you. Yeah, I mean, well, you want to do it now?
How much time do we have? I don't know. How much time do we have
left? What are we doing? 20 minutes?
We got 20 minutes.
You want to do a song really quick?
Sure.
And then we'll go out on some other kind of stuff. Well, okay. I feel like Paul Schaefer this evening. You know, I'm like the fill-in background. Yeah, that's really good.
I know I'm on City of Angels Radio, but you just said Paul Schaefer, and that reminded me of Anton Figg.
Oh, yeah.
Which reminded me of Will Smith.
Yes.
Which reminded me of, you know, the whole late night band. Somebody who sat in with the late night band on occasion here and there was Paul Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Winter's buddy and best friend.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually been fortunate enough to have spent some time with Paul. And
you interviewed
Johnny
him?
In Johnny's trailer before he passed away. And this Sunday night on Rock On Radio, on PANJRadio.com, around the 8 o'clock. It's my Christmas spectacular.
Yes.
Yes.
Sunday the 18th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., which, Art, I hope to see you. You and Charlene.
I'll be there.
I'm surprised she's not here tonight.
Marianne will be
Where
there.
Where is Charlene?
When I did our little video just now for our Facebook Live, she tuned in.
Oh.
I'm meditating.
There.
See,
yes. Whoop, see, you're doing good.
Marianne will be maybe singing a song that night.
Well, you guys will be there, correct?
Yes.
Just letting you know now, there's no room for embarrassment like there was last year.
I'm getting warned. Jeez.
No, there's no. It's a round table. It makes it very difficult. But Paul Nelson, Grammy nominated.
Yes.
Paul Nelson.
Yes.
Who has won a Grammy for Johnny Winter, which Johnny Winter won, you know, how do you say it? Is that posthumously or posthumously? It's posthumously, right?
Yeah.
some radio guy I am. And he sent me a Christmas tune the other day, and we will be playing that.
Oh, wow.
And he's due to call in right around the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
That'll be a nice evening there.
Wonderful.
I'm expecting phone calls from British Columbia. I'm expecting phone calls and perform. I got all kinds of stuff.
I bet you
do. So, not that any of it will ever go to script. Not that there is a script, but you get the idea.
But there's one question about that.
Oh, boy.
Are you bringing your award-winning chili?
Yes, my chili will be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes.
You are?
And my eggnog.
Fantastic.
Whoa, there's a call here before we go to music. Rich?
See?
Health and Wellness Hour. Again, I am Danny Coleman, and that is Marianne Costello and Rich Shalanda. And we have somebody on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, beautiful. Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi, who is this?
Turn your computer down, whoever this is.
Are you there?
Yeah, there's a delay, Hello? See. It's got to turn the computer
Hello?
Off.
Yeah, turn your radio down. It'll take the delay away for you.
There we go. Yeah. All right, who is this?
This is Robert. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Hi,
sir.
Robert. How are you?
I would love to hear about the experience that you had that led you on your path, Marianne.
Well, we were just discussing that, and it was when I actually had gotten sick. And that led me to alternative methods. And from there, it was an awakening experience. His word is actually very interesting. So thank you for that, Robert. And it's about getting to know yourself and understanding what health is, understanding how you want to feel. Because the one thing that I learned through this whole experience, if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything. And it stops you in your path. And even though the mind is willing and wants to go, it's almost like the body is weak. It doesn't want to. So the awakening experience with that was that when I couldn't do the things that I enjoyed in life, or I felt like things were getting taken away from me, I went in victim mode, which was probably the worst thing I could have did. And when I realized that I had the power within me to be able to help myself heal and have the tools given to me, and then I fell in love with it, the more I educated myself and the more I applied it, the better I felt. So the awakening experience I had was to realize that I had the power within me to be able to change my life. And if I wanted to get well, I could do that. But it was all up to me to change my lifestyle. It was to be able to understand that sometimes the body will whisper before it cries. So if there was a little pain that I was feeling or discomfort anywhere, I would actually start to pay attention, where I used to just, you know, say, oh, I'm busy, I'm not going to worry about it. And when I started doing that and paying attention, I was able to be more preventative in my ways. And it was a true awakening experience, Robert. And I don't know if you're going through anything yourself right now that you'd care to share. But everybody has their own awakening. I had my aha moment. And when I did, and I seen that I had the power to change my life, then that is what encouraged me to try to change everybody else.
Are you there, Robert? Robert?
Robert, are you still with us?
Maybe it wasn't an awakening conversation.
Maybe it was the ghost of Christmas past. Well, thank you, Robert. We're going to thank him for calling in. He's calling back.
That's good.
Maybe. well, that's true. You know, we all have that power. We don't realize, I guess, and a lot of that, and I guess, Art, that's what you deal a lot with here at COA is, well, I'm going to take you back a little bit before we do this thing with Richie here. My involvement with this organization, City of Angels, came before I even started broadcasting from the Dwyer Center when I was on Hamilton Radio. And it came through Paul.
A wrestler?
No.
Paul
Tessin.
Right, Tessin.
And I got involved trying to do, you know, giving them an outlet to talk about some of the stuff and sponsorships maybe for my radio show, you know, so we could kind of cross-promote each other using the power of music to help with the addictions. You know, and things just then, you know, then Kevin took over, and Kevin Mara, who is a really great man, took over, and you know that we brings us to where we pretty much are today.
Right.
But I've been involved on and off with the rock fests, and you know Charlene, and I became friends with Charlene, and you know now I know you, and broadcasted from the building. One of the most, I have kids, too. One of the reasons why I can never bring myself to just kind of walk away from this organization is from the memorials that you used to have at the Dwyer Center.
Right.
And it's called the what's it, the official name of it that you guys have for it?
Oh,
the Garden of, or the...
Well, it's the wall now. Yeah, that's like all the memorial walls, all the pictures. Even when we have the run every year in September, you know, our biggest thing is the memorial tent because right. It has, you know, all the pictures. It's really decorated beautifully. It's kind of a place of solace.
It is, and it makes me incredibly sad to see pictures of children when they were in elementary school, these innocent, young, beautiful kids. And then the last picture from the last year they were in school because addiction took them.
It's crazy.
And it really tugs it at me emotionally to deal with something like that because I have children. You know, it would hit me even if I didn't, but to see it and knowing, you know, I look back now at pictures of my kids sometimes, I think, oh, where's that sweet little kid, you know? Now there are these adults, and I don't love them any less, but they're not curling up on my lap and saying, you know, Daddy, read me a story, or Daddy, right. Can we have milk and cookies? Daddy, let's watch SpongeBob. Now I watch SpongeBob alone. You know, but the point is that, you know, this what we're dealing with here, you know, and this show and this program, hopefully Marianne, with her skills and abilities and teaching and effervescent personality, can can help shed some light on these issues.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, you know, just knowing Marianne, you know how, you know, Danny and I know Marianne for a while now, and she has touched so many lives. I'm sure Art, I'm sure you have as well, and the whole organization has. So it's a beautiful, I'm honored to be here. Let's put it that way, with a tear in my eye. I'm honored to be here with you and to kind of mess around and play a bit. But it's not only great fun, but it's the cause is unbelievable.
Yeah, and we are 100% volunteer. You know, there's no paid positions. Yeah. You know, I don't get paid. Kevin doesn't get paid. You right. know, nobody gets paid. We volunteer our time. You know, we were all touched by addiction in some way or another, which is what brought us to the organization. Yes.
And you're paying it forward.
And we're paying it forward. Yeah. And it turned out to kind of be your second family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is there art... now, you've welcomed us to your programming here.
Thank you.
Are you putting out... Are you auditioning for other shows? Are you asking
We're always open to other shows. We're very happy to have, you know, the addition of wellness, you know, health and wellness. We've got Living Clean and Sober on Monday nights. We have Families and Recoveries, you know, on Fridays, or not every Friday, but, you know, at least once or twice a month. You know, we get their show out there, Solutions. Stop Feeding the Predators. I just spoke with her. She's actually from Ohio. She had some computer issues, and she's getting those resolved, and she's going to be coming back on the air as well. That's sexual predator type, you know, stuff that, you know, she deals with.
Because there is a heavy-duty correlation between sexual abuse and drug and alcoholism.
Right. Absolutely.
Drug abuse Absolutely. And alcoholism. So that's good that it's all tied in. Now, how do we find you? How do we get in touch with you if we want to do something here on this program, on this station?
COA Radio, COARadio.com if you want to learn more. You know, we have even, you know, past shows. Everything is up there on demand. This show will be up there on demand. So if you missed it tonight or you wanted to listen to it again, you know, you'll be able to go back to the show page and listen to it. Okay. If we could figure out how to do YouTube, we'll add that in. You know what I mean, as well. You know, we do that with your show, Danny. So
okay, great. All right. Well, Richie, you've written this tune.
Yes, this is not a Flying Dreams.
This isn't
song.
On Flying Dreams. Yeah, this is from your original disc that you handed me. What, 5 or 6 years ago now? Yeah.
Yeah, this is, you know, as you go through the trials and tribulations of life. You know, I was actually looking for an angel, and basically found it through song and through just my own faith, my own beliefs, and so I figure the song is called "Lord, Send Me an Angel," and this is City of Angels, so you know, why not play the song tonight?
This is coming from somebody who's been seen drug addiction firsthand, drug abuse firsthand.
I've lost friends that were great musicians that I've just seen every day on the road just drag themselves down more and more and more until we lost them, male and female, you know, and you know, so if I have a tear in my eye when I sing the song, that, you know, that, but thanks, Danny, for that, but it's very true. I mean, we all have seen that, right? I mean, we've seen that kind of thing.
And what's the time signature on this one, Rich? The length? 444.
444.
444, for those of you who are into angel numbers, look it up. Yeah. We can't do everything for you people.
That's well, how we met, Danny, through 444 and Richie.
This will be an abbreviated version of that, so maybe it'll be a different angel number. Who knows?
Thank you.
Lord, send me an angel.
Lord, send me an angel, someone to light my way, someone to help me, I'll turn this darkness into day. Can't do it by myself, you know that I try. Send me an angel, stand by my side. I look to you, Lord, send me an angel, someone that's tried and true, like the one you sent to Daniel, Joshua, somebody to guide me and walk me through those open doors to carry me. Christmas for everybody out there. Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Rich Yolanda.
Thank you.
A man I'm proud to call friend. I am.
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, man.
I am. Good.
Absolutely.
Good. I'm not even going to look at you because I get all emotional.
I know. I messed like a couple of words up on that and got a little tear in my eye. So, you know.
See? That's okay, too.
Don't judge me on the third verse.
It's a fantastic song. He actually played that at the grand opening of Neo Zoe. Yeah, Richie was there. He was he performed a lot of the songs and was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
I'm in agreement with that.
That's good.
We only have about 2 minutes left to the program here, right? 8 to 9 o'clock. We hope to do this at least once a month, right, Mary?
Absolutely.
Maybe more?
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe less.
But you know what would be great? If the listeners can either call in or write in what they would like to hear about in certain topics.
Sure.
And I would love to cover them.
Do you have an email address?
Yes, I do.
What we'll do is we do have a show page for, you know, Health and Wellness on COA Radio. And I think I have your website linked back to that as well. So they can go right to your website from there. And we can add the phone number and email address in. So if they want to send in questions or comments or whatever, they can.
That would be a wonderful
idea. And what is
that
email? We can might as well put it out there now.
Email is Maryann, MaryAnn, at NeoZoe, NeoZoe.com.
Maryann at NeoZoe.com. And you can find me here. You can find me here. You can find me Rock on Radio Sunday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on PANJRadio.com. Or on Monday nights from live from Red Bank. You can find me on One More with Danny Coleman, live from Monmouth Music. Hamilton native Mario DiBartolo is now the owner of Monmouth Music, so let's make his hour commute each way while for him. Check that out, Monmouth Music of Red Bank, New Jersey. And Rich, where can we find you, buddy?
I'll be touring again with Flying Dreams in 2017. So you could check my website, richyolandaflyingdreams.com. You could just check the City of Angels site. I'm sure it'll be on there. And just see you on the road. That'll be fun. And that's where I will be.
Ooh,
I'd like to come back here sometime, and we'll play.
Well, there you go. It's 9 o'clock. Maryann, what do you think?
I think it's time to wrap it up for this, but I had a great time, and thank you so much, Art, for having us as well. Danny, thank you so much.
Right. And we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. And best of luck and a good start to 2017. Right, Rich?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for coming up and visiting with us, Rich.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yes, I had a great time.
Much appreciated.
Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy, prosperous new year.
There you go, co-hostess.
With the mic.
All right. Till next time.
Absolutely.
Health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Live long and prosperous.